Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. You may not know, but I have another podcast as well called Finding Joy in the Journey. And I recorded an episode about flexibility and posted it, I think, in October. Last week, when I posted the Fantastic Four and the Bridge of Neutrality, and one of the vibrational words was flexible, and I immediately thought of this podcast episode. Knew I wanted to share it here. So I hope you enjoy this episode. It's not specifically recorded as a tool for parents of children on the autism spectrum, but I share an experience that you definitely can use of how having flexibility in the moment and flexibility when you have plans and they have to change, how that helps. And one of my favorite questions is, how can I make this better? Or how can I make this awesome? That helps me be more flexible. So I hope you enjoy, and I'd love to hear your feedback if you found it helpful. Today's episode is called In the Flow, Embracing Change with Flexibility. Rob and I had big plans for the summer and fall of 2025. In the summer, we were going to rent RVs, try different ones, see which ones we liked, and go around to different cool places in Utah. And in the fall, we were planning on a big trip, maybe Australia and New Zealand or Japan. We had these big plans. They were not yet set in stone, but that was our plan. And it's good to set plans, right? It's good to have plans and make them. And it's important to do that without too much attachment, because sometimes things come up and you have to embrace change with flexibility. In our case, there was a rupture. Rob was playing pickleball and went for a serve, and his Achilles ruptured, and immediately what we were planning unraveled. In that moment, it felt like the whole map of our summer and fall had changed. Plans were going to be paused, and definitely priorities were reshuffled. We had so much freedom in our thoughts, and now we were very stuck. Movement to stillness, doing to just being, freedom to caregiving. Me, I got to become a chauffeur because it was his right foot. And there were a lot of feelings that surfaced. There was frustration, grief, helplessness. And I actually had a lot of compassion because last summer I broke my left ankle and we had to change things. But in that case, we hadn't really had any plans. Well, that's not true. And plans then also had to get shifted a little bit, but we actually were able to do most of the plans we still had. Just he went off and did a lot of fun, hard things, and I did a lot more resting, which I like resting. So for me, that was fun. But he doesn't like resting, so it has a different energy this time. So plans are helpful, but they don't define us. It's our choices when detours come up that define how things go. So we can always find a way forward, but sometimes we have to rechart the course. I'm going to dive a little deeper into this in our episode today and give you some tips on how you can do that if your plans have to change. Again, good to make plans, but stay flexible. So when I was first pondering on this, I saw actually an image of a 3D puzzle and trying to build it and how we have to really shift the pieces around to find where they actually fit. And you have to shift them before they'll click into place. And then they might not even really click until you get the other pieces around them. And then they all click together. So I have a few more stories of changing plans. And I think these stories can be good examples of how we can accept change with more flexibility. So my friend Angela was trying to register for college classes. And there were these weird technical issues that were not letting her register. And she was spending hours on the phone trying to get them fixed. And finally, she's like, I guess I'm just not supposed to register this semester, which made no logical sense. But she finally embraced that change with flexibility, and her energy around it softened. And within a week or two, her mom had an unexpected medical event, and she really needed to be available to support her mom during this. And in the end, she recognized that there was meaning behind that change. And she had been redirected in a way that didn't make sense at the time, but definitely made sense later. So I'm curious if you have ever been redirected away from a plan that was frustrating, but later made sense. It really helps if we can shift our thoughts around this, if we can shift from resistance to curiosity when our plans fall apart. It's a natural response to go to frustration or anxiety or control. And instead, if we can shift to some thoughts like, why might this be happening? Or what else could this open up for me? It's okay to feel the disappointment and have curiosity. One of my favorite thoughts when something is coming up is, how can I make this awesome? Or sometimes, like, awesome doesn't work. So how can I make this better? I like it when I can make it awesome, but, you know, that takes a higher level of thinking. So even just thinking, how can I make this better? And one example of this that was really powerful to me, even though it's not that big of a deal, but it shows that being curious can really make a difference. We were supposed to fly home from Costa Rica, and we got on the plane and we were in line to take off. And then they paused and they're like, oh, our plane is too heavy, so we're going to have to take some things off. And we're like, that has never happened before. Okay. And in the end, they ended up canceling our flight because by the time they got the extra weight off, the captain didn't have enough time left in his day to fly. And our flight got canceled. And we all got brought back to the airport, and we were given a hotel room, and there was this bus, this free bus that was going to take us to the hotels. And I was like, how can I make this better? Like, obviously, we're going to have to stay another night. We have a hotel room. And I was like, let's take a taxi instead of the bus. And Rob was like, okay, let's do that. And we had Bryson with us at the time too. And we hopped in a taxi cab, and it did cost us like $20. But I'll tell you what, we got to our hotel about an hour and a half before everybody else did, because that bus was dropping people off at quite a few different hotels. Because we got dropped off early, we got our room, we were able to go eat with our little vouchers, and it made that experience better. I won't say it made it awesome, because we still had to go back to the airport the next day and do all the things, but it definitely made it better, that decision to take a taxi instead of the group bus. So we have choices, conscious choices we can make when we have to navigate change. And flexibility can make the journey easier and sometimes more fun, or certainly better. I had to think outside of the box. My old self would have really just gotten on the bus with everybody else because that was free. And my how can I make this better self was like, hey, I bet we can take a taxi, get there a little faster. That's going to make it better. And $20, worth every penny to do that. So this goes right into my next idea of making plans without attachment. So being flexible does not mean we're passive. Being flexible allows us to have direction and make new plans. A overall plan, of course, gives us direction. Like with that flight, like our plan was to fly home, and we eventually did get there. There was actually another delay the next day. That's a whole other story. But staying flexible allowed us to manage it better. It is important to have intention with space. That space allows divine timing and course correction. Remembering that even with detours, you can still get where you're going. And when you're flexible with it, it makes the journey better and allows different options we maybe wouldn't think of if we just stuck to, like, the airport had this plan. We're getting on a bus. We're putting everybody on a bus to get them to the hotel. That was their plan. And I was flexible with that, and we took a taxi instead. Our old programming and my inherited beliefs are really more about forcing outcomes, like making things happen and being very kind of rigid in my thinking versus a flowing energy. This is where I'm trying to be more now, is the energy of flow, allowing changes, trusting that it can work out, choosing something to make it better with peace and hope. So if you notice you're like gripping onto something versus gliding through something, that can help you pause and be like, wait, I feel that gripping energy and that need to control. And when you feel that, it's good to be aware and say, maybe can I let go? Can I glide through this instead? Can I think of a way to make this better? Even though there's a change, and just being curious. But I can feel that gripping feeling or the constriction. This still happens to me all the time. But now that I recognize it in my body, I can feel that constriction or the gripping energy. I'm like, oh, I have a plan and I want it to go this way. And what can I do to make it still work? Because it's not going to go the way I had planned. I'd say probably at least half the time it doesn't, if not more. So recognizing in your body when you feel that tightness can help you pause and take a breath and ask, what can I do to make this better? And glide instead of grip. So right now, I want you to take a breath and check in. Is there something in your life that you had planned that you can sense there's a change, or it's very obvious there's a change, like Rob rupturing his Achilles, a very obvious change. That was a detour, pretty big. But maybe yours is a little more subtle. So maybe ask some gentle questions when you recognize this tightness or this constriction or this desire to control the plan. What if this detour is actually part of the plan? I think of Angela and her mom, like her not being able to get registered for classes, which made no logical sense and was very stressful, was actually part of the plan for her. Is there an easier way through this moment or a better way? Like, how could I make this better? Yes, there's a change. How can I make it better? And what's one thing I can choose right now that supports flow? That's powerful. Like, what is something, like, this is happening, this change is happening. What is something I can choose that can support this flow? Good. I just want to affirm that changes are going to happen, and it is challenging sometimes, but being flexible isn't about being weak. It's actually having wisdom in the moment. So choosing flexibility and choosing flow helps you to be more wise. And remember that you can be guided even when suddenly the map looks different, even when there's a detour. If you think about a GPS unit, it will redirect you. And God can redirect you if your plans are changed, or you can tap into your intuition and be guided when the map suddenly changes. Remembering to breathe, be aware, and stay open, and trusting that there's a different way to achieve a goal. Rob and I can still connect in a different way than if we were out adventuring in an RV. We can connect in a different way throughout the summer months. And we can still go on a fun trip in the fall. It just probably will not be filled with challenging hiking adventures. We shall see what we choose. By the time this episode comes out, it might even be past that. And maybe I'll add a little episode about what we ended up doing over the summer and in the fall. One other thought to leave you with is, what if the detour is really where the story begins? We can always find our way forward, even if we have to rechart the course. And we might end up somewhere different than we expected, but how can we make that better? Good luck with you as you make plans and as you have to be flexible when those plans change. I know it's not easy, but I know it is possible. And hopefully the thoughts I shared today can help you as they have helped me. Thanks for listening today. If this episode was helpful, please share it with a friend. And remember to sign up for my Very Awesome Friends newsletter to get access to the private podcast and other helpful resources. I'd love to stay connected with you there.